To Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glynn, and we are going down the list talking about problems that we have here and problems that we are trying to have overseas. And the commander of the Iranian Republican Guard had he resigned, and somebody else had taken his place. And actually, he resigned and became a senior advisor for the very much the top Iranian. You see, in Iran, even though Ahmadinejad is the president, but actually he is controlled by the mullahs in Iran, which is the revolutionary Council of Iran, and it looks like they are doing some major shifts in their leadership, especially in the military, and they are bringing this this other guy, Mohammad Jafari, as the commander of the Revolutionary Guard, which is very much is like the strongest, just like when we were talking about Iraq with the Republican Guards, that they were the most armed and the well-trained and well-armed, et cetera, et cetera. This is what we're talking about in Iran. So it looks like the Iranians are ready. And, of course, last week, this same general who resigned today, he very much said that we are ready to face this American aggression. And so it looks like the Iranians are getting ready for our, I don't think it's going to be invasion. I think it will more be airstrikes. But like we said before, the airstrikes will be what happens in Iraq by the Iranians will be the result of the airstrikes. And as you know, the Iranians have been actually attacking Iraq with artillery on the Kurdish side. A lot of people in what is called Kurdistan or the Iraqi Kurds area have been bombarded in the last few days by the Iranians. So we see something going on there. And at the same time, we see for the first time since the fall of the Ottoman Empire that someone who is known as a Muslim and became the president of Turkey, which is the first time such a thing happened. So we have changed. And this, you know, for the Islamists to take control of Turkey, at first it was the prime minister. Then it was, as a matter of fact, at first it was the parliament, the Turkish parliament that was taken over by the Islamists. And then we have the, of course, you know, when they took over the parliament, then we had a Erdogan, who is the prime minister, and then Gül, who very much was the prime minister, and he made room for his friend Erdogan to become the prime minister. And now Gül is becoming the president of Turkey. And, you know, a lot of people in Turkey, they were opposed to his election, but he was elected a couple of days ago. So we are trying to attack this thing called terrorist. We'll continue with this after the break because it is interesting what we are doing there. It's all backfiring on us here. So we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are, Mark, I want to tackle this issue with what we have done in the Middle East and in Muslim countries, because now, since the fall of the Ottoman Empire in the first part of the 20th century, Turkey has been more of a secular state where religion and government do not mix. And as a matter of fact, Turkey was one of the first Muslim countries to have relations with Israel, close relations with Israel. They have military cooperation. They have economic cooperation. So this has been not so good for Israel, what we have done. And when it comes to Turkey, and we have Israelis training Kurds just on the southern part of Turkey, and Turkey is not happy about that. But now we have the first Islamist president ever to be the president of Turkey. And by the way, his wife does wear the veil. And today, speaking of the veil, today is the annual Support the Veil Day, which a lot of people have, you know, there has been a lot of attacks on the Muslim veil, where women have to cover their hair or their head. And so because of that, every year now on September 1st, we have a lot of, we have like hundreds of gatherings and hundreds of rallies all over the world, in the Islamic and Arabic world, in Europe, even in the United States. We have organizations, they hold these rallies and teach-ins and in support of the Muslim veil, and having the first lady in Turkey be a veiled lady, this is not going too well with the enemies of Islam and the people who basically wants to get Muslims and Christians on to go at it. Apparently, there are some people out there who, like, for instance, in New York City, there is a school, there's a huge attack on Khalil Gibran School, and a lot of people know who Khalil Gibran is. He's an American poet of Lebanese descent, because this is the first Arabic school, the first school to teach Arabic in New York City, and you have a lot of people who are attacking that school and attacking the principal of that school just because in where her office is, there's another organization there that is supporting the Palestinians. Now, that has nothing to do with the school. It's just they happen to be leasing a space in this building where the principal also has an office in that building, or she's connected with this other group that has an office in that same building. And because the this women's group in the same building had T-shirts saying NYC Intifada. And, of course, Intifada is an Arabic word that became popular with the Palestinian Intifada, that they're attacking this principal just because she did not condemn these women wearing T-shirts that says NYC Intifada. And all Intifada means, Mark, as you know, is to shake off, and the Palestinian Intifada is to shake off the occupation, the Israeli occupation. But now, because we lumped and summed the Palestinians in with terrorism, you know, the people who have been fighting for the last 60 years to liberate themselves and free themselves from the military occupation of the Zionists, now it's becoming a terrorist language. Now, Arabic language is becoming the language of terrorists. And it's amazing how we throw even the label of terrorism on language. That has, by the way, the Arabic language is true. It is the language of Islam. But there are 15% of all Muslims in the world who actually speak Arabic. Have you heard any think about this, Mark?
Well, as far as the veil goes, no, I was not aware of that. But I'm particularly interested in that, as I find the whole issue of women in Islam versus women in the West to be a very fascinating issue. But as far as this situation with the Khalil Gibran School, you know, what's amazing, Hisham, is that this school received all kinds of threats against it, threats to burn it down. There's all kinds of political pressure that was brought to bear on this school to close it down. And yet, just a week or two prior to that, a school down in Florida was opened up that was a Hebrew language school. And it was devoted strictly to teaching things that were Jewish, and it was going to be supported with taxpayer money. And yet none of these groups who are always screaming about the Muslims, who are always screaming about the separation of church and state, blah, 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 none of them had anything derogatory to say about the institution of a Hebrew language school in Florida that would be supported by taxpayer money. And once again, surprise, surprise, as usual, you have this double-minded thinking on the part of the Zionists who hold the lion's share of power in our society. They had nothing to say about this Hebrew language school, even though these same people were screaming to the heavens that this school in New York, this Khalil Gibran school in New York, was going to be a breeding ground for terrorists and all the rest of that. You know, it's funny when you look on the internet and you read the news stories, particularly the news stories coming out of places like the West Bank. Most of the terrorism taking place in the West Bank is taking place on the part of these ultra-Orthodox Jewish settlers who, on a daily basis, shoot at Palestinian children, both Christian and Muslim, burn down their homes, burn down their churches. They plant bombs in people's homes. You want to talk about terrorism, people ought to really look at the situation in the West Bank and see what is taking place there. And, you know, this school that that I was just talking about that's opening up in Florida, that is going to be teaching Hebrew studies and Hebrew language and things like that, how are we to say that this school, just like the critics of the Arabic school in New York, why are we not allowed to suspect or assume that this Hebrew language school is going to become a breeding ground for terrorists who are going to go to the West Bank? You see, once again, Hashem, and I mean, I know you and I mean, we have been saying this until we're blue in the face. If you want to understand the nature of Zionism, the first thing, the first word that you have to really get your hands around is this word known as hypocrisy. They don't really believe in a lot of these things that they say. There are two standards that they employ, one for them and one for the rest of us.
You know, one of the people who are, actually a couple of the people who are attacking the school, you know, Daniel Pipes is one of them. And then you have Jeffrey Wesenfeld, which, you know, both of these people are Jews. And they're saying like, oh, it's going to be a breeding ground for terrorists. How could, you know, Muslims have been in this country, by the way, since the start of this country. And, you know, the Arab people have been here, and they have been, they're one of the most successful stories out there in people actually integrating into the American society. And because it is taking like a lot of minorities in the country, it's taken them a long time to actually assimilate and integrate into the American society. On the other hand, the Arabs, especially you know, people coming from the Middle East, are very fast fastly integrating into the society here. They are good, productive citizens. But yet we have people like this Jeffrey Wesenfeld and Daniel Pipes attacking a school because it wants to teach Arabic. And, you know, Khalil Gibran, you know, I'm beginning to believe that we really don't deserve Khalil Gibran being here or was an American, because we are not giving this man the respect that other countries and other societies will give their great poets. You know, we are giving, what's her name, The Diary of Anne Frank, and Anne Frank, we're giving her a hell of a lot more than what we are given this great man, and now we're attacking a school that carries his name. Mm-hmm. Just because of these Zionists who control the media, who control our minds, and before you know it, every Arabic name, every man who speaks Arabic in the United States going to be a terrorist suspect, as we see it already happening when we travel. You know, I'm one of them. When I travel, it's like I'm always being selected for extra searches, extra questions, what are you doing, where are you going, etc., etc., just because of my name. You know, talk about profiling, and some people say, oh, yeah, sure, why not? You know, I want to see if a country starts profiling Jewish name and see what happens. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And now we're discussing the Khalil Gibran School, International School, to be open in Brooklyn, New York. And it's amazing, Mark, even though freedom of religion is guaranteed by the Constitution, but some of the attacks on this school, because the principal, who is an American citizen, but she is from her ancestors came from Yemen, because she wears a veil, and that she will be a role model for kids in school. That is her crime, that she wears a veil, and that they are afraid that Muslim girls will be following, will be using her as a role model for young women. And so what? I mean, she's not committing any crime. She is doing what her religion has asked her to do. She is not being an extremist. But yet, in this country, we have people like John Hagee. We have people who prescribe to other religions with extremist views. But yet, you know, you have people who still think of themselves as being God's chosen people, and they will drill that in your head and shove it down your throat, on Fox Network, on CNN, on all mainstream media, and that's okay. But yet we have Muslims in this country who are law-abiding citizens and wanting to better themselves, wanting to educate themselves, and they're calling this school madrasa, which is a word that came up after 9/11 to basically mean religious school, even though madrasa is an Arabic word that means only school. So any school in the Arab world, it's called madrasa. If you go to any school, elementary, secondary, or whatever school, it will say madrasa on it. It's just like over here, you will have school at the end of the name of every school that we have in the country. Now, calling it a madrasa as it becomes a crime because they call it a madrasa, and now madrasa is a bad word. So they are playing with these words, just like intifada. Intifada, all it means, it's not a bad word. All it means is these people want to free themselves. Then now you have this school. And by the way, Khalil Gibran, he is not even a Muslim. He's a Christian. And Khalil Gibran had offered the American culture, the American society, a lot of goods that we now see people wanting to attack his name because his name is on a school.
And this is something that I talk about a lot. I haven't had too many people agree with me on this, but when I try to explain my view of things in terms of what's going on with this whole clash of civilizations and whatnot, you know, it goes, in my opinion, it goes way beyond simply controlling the world's oil resources or for Israel to be able to remain the dominant power in the Middle East. I really do believe that there is a cultural and a spiritual element to this as well. As a Christian, you know, I was raised to think that the Muslims were X, Y, and Z and blah, 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 you know, the conversion by the sword and all the rest of that stuff. But, you know, when I started going to college and I started running into Muslims and they started explaining to me their faith and their culture and all of the rest of that, I started to see that somebody had been lying to me, even if it had been done accidentally. You know, passing along bad information is a very easy thing to do, even when it's done innocently. But then, you know, after 9/11, I started investigating this whole thing involving Islam and all of the rest of this, and I realized that everything that I had been taught about the Muslims and about the Islamic religion was a lie. It was even if it was done innocently by people who were my teachers or my priests or whatever, it was not true. And this is something that people have got to understand. When we're talking about this war against terrorism, it goes way beyond simply controlling some land or controlling some oil or whatever. The people who are out to destroy the Muslim world are out to destroy it completely. It's not just robbing them of their land and of their resources. It also is to dehumanize these people because, I mean, let's face it, Hisham, and you and I have talked about this many, many times. You look at what has happened to America culturally, morally, intellectually, in any way that you want to look at it. And we are, for the most part now, a dead culture. We are a culture that worships death, that is very materialistic. All of the things that used to be part of the goodness of America, they have been replaced with these other things that are perverse and profane. And the Muslim world right now, this is the last bastion, if you want to call it that, in the world of what we would call old world values. They still have families. They still, I mean, you look at the Muslim societies, and they are well-ordered societies. You don't have their children going into schools and gunning each other down and killing each other en masse. And so this is something that we have to think about, particularly those of us in the Christian camp who don't know which side to come down on this. You know, the Muslims are basically fighting for the same thing that some of us in the Christian camp are fighting for.
Very good, Mark. We'll catch this after the break. And ladies and gentlemen, we want your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark, I've been studying this school thing, and there's a lot of attack on this school, but the attack is not just on that particular school. The attack is on anything Arabic and on anything Islamic, even though if you really come down to it, not too many people can name even three or four countries in the Middle East. And I bet you a lot of people, they have not even met a Muslim in their lives. And the thing is, there is a power out there that is trying to drill in Americans' minds that anything Arabic, anything Islamic is supposed to be anti-Americans, even though America has been the home for a lot of religions. This is why America, this is what made America America, because people were coming from countries where there were there were religious persecutions going on, there were political persecutions going on, And now America is home for a lot of these people. And to me, our strength, if we do it right, our strength comes from our diversity. But if we pick and choose which religion to advance and which group to attack, then we are attacking the society from within, because there is no reason, none whatsoever, for Americans out there to worry about their Arab neighbors or about their Muslim neighbors. On the contrary, if anyone had any dealings with Arabs or Muslims, will tell you that they're probably the best people to have around you, because to Muslims, Islam is more like a way of life. And it's not, there's, you know, it's amazing that Islam has been out there for, or had been out there for 1400 years. And now we are looking at Islam as, because we labeled it with terrorism, again, you know, thanks to Bush, who very much wanted to do the dirty work of his handlers, who basically ordered him to go and attack Iraq. And of course, Iraq is a Muslim country. Attack Afghanistan, and of course, Afghanistan is a Muslim country. And now we see in what the United States is wanting to do in Iran. And people think, what are these Muslims are supposed to think of us? You know, they're supposed to say, thank you, Uncle Sam, for coming and killing our Muslim brothers. Thank you for destroying Iraq. Thank you for making millions of orphans in Iraq and millions of widows in Iraq who have to turn into prostitutions just to help feed their children. Is the Muslim world supposed to say, thank you, America? Mark? Mark is not there.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, he's there. So, I mean, what is this? What is, you know, is Islam, do they want the American people to think that Muslims are their enemies here?
Well, of course. And not only that, you have to remember the other side of the coin, Hashem. Not just that the Muslims are the bad guys, but that the Zionists are the good guys. The Zionists, they are joined at the hip with America. They are there promoting American values, and that the Muslims, they hate us for our freedoms and all the rest of that stuff. But, you know, I'd like to address what you just said a minute ago. You know, we hear constantly, and I mean constantly, you know, that the Muslims want to destroy the American way of life and want to rob us of our freedoms and destroy our institutions and all the rest of that stuff. But, you know, I wrote about this story for American Free Press this week. There is, there is a whole group of Zionist Israel First organizations out there who are feeding America with all kinds of false information regarding Islam, regarding Zionism, Israel, the whole situation in the Middle East. And I came across this very interesting article that was written on one of these websites. Now, let me just set this up a little bit. The name of the organization is called Family Security Matters, and it is tied with other neocon Zionist organizations such as Frank Gaffney's Center for Security Policy and Daniel Pipes, you know who he is. And so this organization, this Family Security Matters organization, they published a piece recently. Okay, now I want you listeners to prepare yourself for what you're about to hear. Okay, this piece was entitled, let me find the title here just a second. It's called Conquering the Drawbacks of Democracy, and it was written by a man named Philip Atkinson for this website. Now, I'm going to quote some portions of his article, and you tell me who sounds like the one who is the most dangerous to American freedom and to American institutions. Atkinson writes here like this. When the ancient Roman general Julius Caesar was struggling to conquer ancient Gaul, he not only had to defeat the Gauls, but he also had to defeat his political enemies in Rome, who would destroy him the moment that his tenure as consul ended. Caesar pacified Gaul by mass slaughter. He then used his successful army to crush all political opposition at home and to establish himself as a permanent ruler of ancient Rome. This brilliant action not only ended the personal threat to Caesar, but it also ended the civil chaos that was threatening anarchy in ancient Rome, thus marking the start of the ancient Roman Empire that gave peace and prosperity to the known world. Bush could follow Caesar's example and wield military power to become the first permanent president of America and end the civil chaos caused by the continually squabbling Congress and the out-of-control Supreme Court. President Bush can fail in his duty to himself, to his country, and to his God by becoming ex-President Bush, or he can become President for Life Bush, the conqueror of Iraq who brings sense to the Congress and sanity to the Supreme Court. Then who would be able to stop Bush from emulating Augustus Caesar and becoming ruler of the world? For only an America united under one ruler has the power to save humanity from the threat of a new dark age wrought by terrorists armed with nuclear weapons. Now, this article was written by one of these same neocon think tanks that we hear regularly on Fox News, all the other ones, talking to us about how dangerous the Muslims are to freedom, how dangerous they are to our American way of life. And yet they publish this article where they are talking about trashing the entire system of government as it has existed for over 200 years and making President Bush dictator for life. Now, you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, who poses the greatest threat to the American way of life? It's not the Muslims.
You know, on another front, Mark, when was the last time you've heard of Muslims introducing pornography to the American in the American society? When did you hear? When have you ever heard of Muslims introducing drugs? Do you know that drug ecstasy was created in Israel, and Israel supplies over 90% of the drug ecstasy to the United States in the United States market? We don't see anyone talking about that. We don't see anyone saying, stop those Israelis. They are killing our children. They are infesting our children's minds with pornography and drugs, etc., etc. You know, Muslims, and I think probably what Muslims need to do more of is to have their culture, their beliefs known more and more to people out there. You don't have to convert to Islamic belief to see what's good is in Islam. All you have to do is basically look at what's going on around you. Look who's hurting the society. Look who's taking this society down the drain. Look who's in Hollywood. Who's in the media. You know, do you know that I don't even let my kids watch what we used to call mainstream major networks? Because what you see on them is what we used to see on probably the HBO channel, 20, 30 years ago. Now you see that on ABC, CBS, NBC. You know, who are controlling these channels? It's not the Muslims.
No, it's not the Muslims.
It's not the Muslims.
And Hisham, you know, on a personal note, you and I have discussed this as well. As a Christian, okay, and I am a Christian, my wife is a Christian, my children are Christians, we will always be Christians. But if we were forced to leave this country today in order to find some place that was safe for us, we would probably avoid going to any other Christian countries, because all of the Christian countries that you can name basically are in the same kind of situation the United States is in culturally, with regards to pornography and drugs and all of these other vices. And also, you know, as I have told you, if something were to happen to my wife or me to where our children were left orphaned, we would feel more secure having our children being raised in any average Muslim home than we would in any average Christian home today. Because the average Christian, when it comes to all of these vices that you've just listed, whether it's drugs or pornography or being lazy with protecting their children from these vices in society, the average Christian today is not the kind of place where we would want our children to be raised. And so that's just something, that's just a personal note for me. I know I get a lot of criticism and a lot of raised eyebrows when I say these things, but it's the truth. I mean, today, you know, the Muslims, if people want to understand why there is this clash of cultures between Islam and the West, it is because the West has become a rotted out hole full of disease, cultural disease, moral disease, and the Muslim world doesn't want to wind up in the same predicament.
Well, I think you're right when you say that, Mark, because right now we are witnessing a huge resistance to the westernization of Muslim countries. You know, we talk about we want to export our values, we want to export our democracy, etc., etc. Well, how do you know that the people you want to export these values to wanting these values? You know, for instance, you know, people say, oh, you know, in Saudi Arabia and in Pakistan and in Muslim countries, you know, they kill drug dealers. Well, yeah, just imagine. I mean, drug war is a war. You know, how many people we lost on 9/11? About 3,000? Guess how many people we lose every day, how many people we lost this year alone because of drugs. So it's a war.
And it's not just and the people who die, Hashem. It's the broken families.
Of course.
It's all kinds.
So it's a war. It's a war on our. It's a war on our humanity. Mm-hmm. And they will say, oh no! In Muslim countries, they kill drug dealers. Well, try to see if you catch a drug dealer. Just imagine if you catch a drug dealer and you kill him. Guess how many drug dealers you're going to have out there who will say, whoa, you know what? We need to think about this twice. But now in this society, a drug dealer, he gets caught selling and he goes in and out. The next day he will be out there on the street doing the same thing. Why in the heck are we going across the ocean to kill people that we think that, oh, these people are they mean us harm, even though they have not showed any interest in harming us. But yet we want to go over there and kill them. But yet we don't want to take care of our own problems right here, where, you know, in Muslim countries, of course, I mean, drugs are always going to be. They have probably been on earth since day one, and it has been a problem. But guess what? In Muslim countries, it is not as bad as it is here. I'm not saying that it does not exist. Yeah, it does exist. But if 1% of the society dealing with it, that compares to probably about, I don't know what the percentage here of people taking drugs, but I guarantee you it's way over 50% that are taking drugs. And it doesn't have to be drugs that are drugs, you know, we're not talking about heroin and cocaine here. You know, you have a lot of people who take drugs on, you know, prescription drugs. You have a lot of people who are on these drugs. You know, to me, drugs are drugs regardless. If it's ecstasy or if it's heroin or if it's Loratab, where people are basically taking this stuff, and you know, it's like legal or illegal drugs, it's all drugs. But yet, and guess what? A lot of people, I guarantee you, the drugs that are coming into this country, compared to the drugs that have been dispensed by doctors, you know, the legal drugs that I'm talking about, I bet you the illegal drugs, and I put these drugs that you get illegally, even though they're legal, in the illegal category, you will have about 80% of the people taking drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, in Muslims' thinking, anything that affects the mind is prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that affects the mind is prohibited. And when I say Islam is a way of life, so if you drink, which is against Islamic teachings, if you take drugs, that's also against Islamic teachings, and if you take drugs that are legally sold, but you acquire them not by a doctor's prescription, that's also prohibited. So what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Muslims need to get their values out there, and they need to stop defending their religion. Mm-hmm. They need to stop, because all I see Muslims in this country doing is trying to defend, oh, Islam is a religion of peace, Islam doesn't want to kill anyone. No, listen, teach people your values. Let people know how you live, because I guarantee you that people who meet Muslims and know how they live, they will totally change their minds about Muslims. And you know, Mark, we talked about this. Islam is not a foreign religion to Christians. I have always maintained that Islam is the continuation of Christianity. Muslims are waiting for the return of Jesus. They're not waiting for the return of Muhammad. Islam, the word, all the word means is that you are submitting total submission to God. Now, if you believe in God and you don't have total submission to Him, then guess what? Don't believe in Him. And that's what Islam is all about. We'll be right back in the last segment.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
back, ladies and gentlemen. Have a few minutes left in the program, and I just wanted to get everyone to write a couple of websites. Of course, the first one is currentissues.tv, where we have a on Tuesdays and Thursdays we have our TV show. And this Tuesday we'll be speaking with Leila Al-Khatami. She is the ADC, the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, about the Khalil Gibran School. We're going to take their take on the problem. And also the Crescent and the Cross website, which is crescentandcross.com. And it's amazing, Mark, when you go on your website, the Crescent and the Cross, and you see that Jewish comedian and Sarah Silverman, when she said, "I hope the Jews did kill Christ, I would do it again. I would explicit, the F word, doing it again in a second." Can you imagine if a Muslim would say something like that?
No. In fact,
what would happen to him and his neighbors?
Well, not only that, one of the things that I have told people is that if you were to go to a Muslim country and say what this woman said in the United States of America about Jesus Christ, what she said, you'd wind up in prison.
But you know what? When she said that, you know, she said that while she's doing one of her shows. And I guarantee you, you know, in the audience that laughed at that, they were 99% Christians.
Yes, exactly.
And they laughed at it.
That is what has happened to Christianity in this country, Hashem. It is no longer Christianity. Now it is Judeo-Christianity, which means we are supposed to allow the Jews to do whatever they want, take away our freedoms, to take away our rights, and to get us to even laugh at their own members when they say hateful things such as this. You know, this is one of the things that one of the theories that I have been pushing for the last couple of years, which is that the Zionists, that one of the reasons that they need the Christians and the Muslims fighting each other is because they knew that there was an inevitability to the friendship that would have happened between the Christian and Muslim worlds in time. And if that had happened, if the Christian and Muslim worlds had united, the Zionists would never have been able to have accomplished what they plan to do.
Well, that is true. And I guess in the next couple of minutes that we have left, you know, all we can say is don't believe everything you say. And if you know any Muslims out there, you'd probably be doing good if you go and introduce yourself and meet them to get to know them better. And if you don't want to do that, at least go on the internet and read the truth about Islam and Muslims. And, you know, and also, you know, sometimes you might meet some Muslims who are not good Muslims, but that doesn't mean that they are enemies of anyone. And by the way, you know, the so-called hijackers, they were not good Muslims anyhow. And but anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show now. So next week, we will have some other stories for you. And hopefully, we will not have many problems with the sound, but I think we made it okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, good night. Mark, good night, and thanks again. We'll see you all next week.
Good night.
Good night.
It's true.